Now we notice here in verse 10, and straightway he entered into a ship with his disciples, and he came into the parts of Dalmanutha. Now the location of Dalmanutha cannot be ascertained accurately. Apparently it is on the coast of the Sea of Galilee, and they had to cross the sea to get to it, which means they came to the west side, and they went by boat, and evidently was somewhere on the northwest coast. And you notice here, the Pharisees came forth. These bloodhounds of hate were on his trail, and they began to question with him, seeking of him a sign from heaven, tempting him. And he sighed deeply in his spirit and said, "Why doth this generation seek after a sign? Verily I say unto you, there shall no sign be given unto this generation." And apparently they approached him on this subject several times. And he left them and entered into the ship again, departing to the other side. Now the disciples had forgotten to take bread, neither had they in the ship with them more than one loaf. And you remember here in verse 15, he said, "Take heed, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the leaven of Herod." And they reasoned among themselves, saying, "It's because they have no bread." Now, Lord had to clear that up for them. He said, "I'm talking about the teaching." And you see, leaven is used for wrong and evil teaching in Scripture. It's never used for the gospel. That's one of the fallacious things that's said today, that somehow or another that leaven represents the gospel in the parable where our Lord said the woman took three measures of meal. Now, there's the gospel, but in it was hidden here the leaven, and leaven shouldn't have been in it. It is a process of making something taste good to the natural man. Actually, what is liberalism? It all came into existence by the pulpit trying to please the unsaved church member. And today we have a lot of men that try to please the congregation, even when they're unsaved. And that, may I say, is putting leaven in, because the only kind of bread they're going to eat is that which is leavened. The leaven makes bread taste good. I was brought up on hot biscuits, friends. I know they're good, and the natural man likes that. And I don't care for unleavened bread, but the Word of God, that is the real unleavened bread. Now, I must say I like it. And then the evil is the leaven that's put in it. And that's the thing that he's doing here. And he warns them, and he tells them that they are to beware of this. Don't have your heart hardened. Have it open to the gospel. And he says to them in verse 18, "Having eyes, see ye not. Having ears, hear ye not. And do ye not remember?" And I've been a preacher a long time, friends, and sometimes I discover something that startles me, that some person that you think knows spiritual truth, they miss the entire thought. They don't get it at all. You wonder where they've been. And there are people that have been studying the Bible for years that are like that. Now remember, these men were apostles. And he then tells them, "When I break the five loaves among 5,000, how many baskets full of fragments took you up?" They send him 12. "And when the seven among the four, how many baskets?" And they say, 7. He said unto them, "How is it that you do not understand that the Word of God is the bread of life, and the Word of God reveals Him?" And so it means to feed on Him and to beware of leaven. I think that ought to be clear to us here in the teaching that he gives.